find out you made the team? How happy were you?
Oh man, it was real cool. I actually found out in a kind of weird way. I had lost my cell phone. And so, you know, you need your phone so they call you and cut you or whatnot. And so I was in here early that morning, and I'm looking everywhere for my phone. And the guy who, you know, the Reaper, the guy that was cutting everybody or telling everybody to come in, he walked up to me, and I was like, dang, here it is. He's like, man, don't worry about it. You're not on list today. And I was like, phew. So it was exciting. And, you know, the big surprise to me was, you know, that I was going to be the starter, you know, be able to be the only fullback on the roster. That was a big thing for me. It really blew my mind.
I'm sorry. Are they going to keep you exclusively at fullback, or are you going to also play on the other side of the ball, or they haven't told you yet?
I don't know. I just rolled the punches. Like I said, I'm willing to do it all, but, you know, that's completely up to them.
Did you told you before?
Yeah, I did, eventually. The janitor found it somewhere, and he brought it to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would have been the reaction before camp someone told you you're going to be the starting fullback for this team?
Probably been the same, you know. I'm just trying to be the best, whatever I can be. I'm just trying to play ball. This is what I do. So if they would have told me that, I did the same thing. I'd have came out here and practiced hard. And
just what would have been your reaction if someone would have told you that beforehand?
I'd have told them, hell yeah, let's do it. Like I said, I have all the confidence in the world in myself. So it was surprising just because I have, you know, great respect for Herring. And I think he's one of the best fullbacks in the league. So that was why it was so surprising to me, you know, me being a first-year guy.
Do you still have a lot to learn about that position?
Oh, man, immense, tons and tons. There's a lot of things that, you know, I grasp, but I really don't understand on deep levels yet. And, you know, right now I just kind of try to crush everybody I can and play as fast as I can. But as it goes on, you know, I got some vets in the meeting room with me. You know, Rashad helps me out a lot. He talks to me a lot when we're playing together, you know, tells me who I got and what kind of responsibilities I got. So and it's not a terribly complicated position, but it takes time, and I'm confident that, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in, I'll have it down.
You sound like you're really excited, looking forward to this opportunity, but you don't want to be too wired for you know, a real game. I mean, how do you kind of balance that?
I don't know. I just, you know, game day, I'll probably be a little out of my mind. But right now, I'm just, you know, just trying to stay confident, just trying to play good, you know, and just help the team win games.